off, but I can't clear my head from what went down last night. No, we both have our own little ways, but somehow we keep it together. You hear me talk, but you don't hear what I say.
It is 7:05. Believe it or not, that's true. I'm not really certain why it is 7:05. I'm not even sure. I asked a question the other day. Nobody had an answer. Nobody from the audience, nobody anywhere. Who determined that it's 7:06 right now? That's what I'd like to know. Why can't it be 3 o'clock? I mean, who determined that it's 7:06? I looked in the Bible. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that it's 7:06 right now. I don't know. David, do you know?
Well, I know that it's 3 o'clock somewhere. How's that?
Well, the beauty is it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And there's a lot of people right now having that end-of-day drink, and we're just getting our day moving.
I was going to say it's not always in the same time zone.
No, but right now for us in the Eastern time zone, it's 7:06. But the question is, why is it 7:06?
I'm just thankful that the sun is out.
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 o'clock in the Philippines, and I know somebody over there is having a great time right now.
Yeah, well, sure.
You know.
John, how are you doing?
Yes.
People ask about Imperial. Plus, Matrix is back advertising with us. I take Matrix every day, 3 pills. And yes, I have aches and pains, my hips and my shoulders. But let me tell you something. My lower back, which we could find no cure for whatsoever. But I want to finish this. The lower back pain. I started taking Matrix. It's gone.
You know what else it's really been helpful with? My age spots on my hands.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so nuts. So my mom, she had age spots.
Yeah.
You know, she got older and older and older. And I was starting to get them because I'm old.
But will you quit saying that? You make me feel like I'm old,
63
for God's sake. I'm not old. I'm only 68 years old.
I had a lot of my hands, too. Yeah.
63
and
is
I
old. But I mean,
that stuff
I started taking
gone.
Matrix. When did I start that? Was it 19?
I don't remember.
21, whatever it was. But anyhow, I was getting age spots. They're gone. And the only difference is Matrix. They're gone.
Yeah.
I don't have age spots on my hands.
You're only as old as you feel.
Well,
you
I feel 18. In my mind, I'm 18, but my age is 63. I'm not 18.
Yeah.
But my only point was, and Dee Dee's absolutely right, my mom was getting age spots really bad on her arms and hands. Now, even my dad had them. They're gone. I'd forgotten about that, Dee Dee, because I don't have them anymore, so I don't think about it.
So buy Matrix today.
Matrix, MatrixScS.com. I'm telling you, I mean, there's no drugs in it. It's all natural ingredients. Dr. John, you remember him. He's a wild man. He formulated this formula, and it has worked for me. And if it would work for me, I bet it would work for you.
I need to reorder some of that. I liked it when I was taking it.
Yeah. You're
right. I don't have any age spots. My mom had them real bad. You know, they would get dark brown on her hands, and my dad was starting to have them. And I was starting to have them when I would probably right after COVID.
Yeah.
So I just turned 60. And, man, I started taking Matrix, and they're gone. I've forgotten about that. Mm. That's a great point, Dee Dee Richardson.
Well, thank you, my darling.
Yeah, Dee Dee Richardson makes great points. By the way, do you know what her birthday is? It's tomorrow.
Oh, feliz cumpleaños, señor.
Yeah, can you believe that? It's tomorrow.
Gracias.
Yeah. Are we going to tell people or not?
38. I mean, it's a great age, my dear. Great age to be 38. You know, I mean, one of these days, you know.
You know what? I'll be 61 tomorrow. And I have lived such a grateful life. Lord knows my body has had its...
Well, I mean, you tell me all the things you've been through. I'm like, wow, you've gone through more than 100.
My body is a trooper,
you know?
I tell you. It's been a trooper. So I cannot complain. I'm very blessed.
So you're 61 years young.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, tomorrow.
And Ray's 62 years... 63 years young. Right.
So Jeff Preble just said, I've taken Matrix 3 times a day since Dr. John came out with it. I will not give it up. I don't get sick anywhere near as much as I used to. Go back to your point about your age.
Oh, I was just going to say today's Bill Diamond's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Bill Diamond, a great American.
Today is your birthday.
And he's another fighter.
Why don't you play that? Yeah. But yeah, that's he's a great man. I just really like Bill Diamond. He's one of those guys you meet, and he's on a mission. He believes in what he does. He's focused. He's been such a great community servant. I mean, if everyone did one-tenth of the things that Bill Diamond has done in his life, think about how much better we would be around here.
Crazy.
It just, you know, he really has, you know, he is quite the history of really doing the right thing. It's all across
the board.
He's
a gentleman. He's all the time. I've never seen him not be a gentleman.
But he likes that guy. What's his name? The singer that he likes? Delbert?
Delbert McClinton.
Yeah. He's stuck on Delbert.
Well, he's got some good songs.
No, Delbert, I know. I'm just joking.
He does. Yeah. You know, his best song is... My baby's on the other side of the river. The bridge is out. My truck is dead, and my dog can't find him.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, that's his thing. He loves Delbert, right?
Yeah, he does.
He does love him, though.
You know, I said this earlier this morning. You know, I thank God every day for Bill Diamond, because where would we be without the efforts that he has put forward for the last 24 years, ever since the tragic death of 5-year-old Logan Marr in 2001? And the answer is... You know, nobody would know. I mean, very few people seem to know about this anyhow. I just don't believe Maine people would set idly by if they really knew the truth. But more people know because of Bill. Didi, go back to you, though. You said you've lived a grateful life, but your body has gone through a great deal. You hit a steamroller at the age of 19 head on, going 65 miles an hour because you fell asleep at the wheel.
Yep.
They thought you were dead. The police officer at the accident thought you were dead.
Yep.
And you weren't, obviously. You're still here.
Yep. I broke 6 bones. And I ruptured my spleen. Mm. And I opened up my chin on my steering wheel.
That must have been hell to go through. I just can't imagine going through what you did. The rehab alone.
The rehab was not fun. I broke my shoulder and... The 2 bones in my left hand, my wrists, both of those, my left tibia and fibula, and my right femur.
Wow.
And I ruptured my spleen, so they did exploratory surgery because they couldn't figure out where I was bleeding from.
Wow.
And then since then, since we've been together, she's had her gallbladder out. She's struggled
4 C-sections.
With 4 C-sections. She struggled with rheumatoid arthritis. Thank God for Dr. Michael Champy, because there's no doubt if it weren't for Doc Champy, Dee Dee Richardson would not be here right now. There's just no doubt about
2
it.
2 knee replacements.
Yeah, she got both knees replaced.
And she stayed married to you for for all those years.
My knee,
right?
Replacements were a month apart.
Yeah. What's that?
That was the bright spot for it, David.
A month apart.
We're a month apart. One in April and one in May.
Wow. Yeah, Nancy's 98-year-old grandmother, when she was alive, rest in peace, she had both her knees done at the same time, and everybody's giving her a hard time, saying, you can't do that. She goes, it's my body, it's my life, get out of here. And she got it both done simultaneously, boom, and she was up, and she lived to be 102, almost 103 years old, you know, and got around and was able to be mobile. That was more important to her to living, and so that's... So people, you know, the human spirit is what it is.
That's it. And you know, not because she's my wife, but Dee Dee has the best heart of any person I've ever met on this earth.
Yeah.
Well, and
like I said, she's been married
only,
to you for 40
It's not only
40
a kind
years,
heart, but it's a strong heart. It's a heart that won't give up on anything that she believes in.
Well, everyone loves Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
No, it's true. Everyone does love
they
you.
They do love Dee Dee.
And we all realize, and I know this, I'm a self-aware man. They love Dee Dee. They tolerate me. I get invited to stuff so they can see her.
There you go.
I know that. I'm not dumb. I'm a self-aware
man. You're the plus one?
I'm the plus one. That's a fact. you know.
You guys have had a great life. You got a beautiful family. You've got some great grandkids. And I mean, that's what life's all about, really. You know, you look at, you know, what really matters. You can have all the money in the world. I've seen plenty of people with plenty of money, and they're absolutely miserable. You know, it is a good tool to have. Don't get me wrong. But if you have good partners and great family and grandkids smiling at you and looking at you like you're everything in the world, that to me is the best part of life. You know,
I agree.
You know, I'm very fortunate. You guys just, you know, I see your family and you all love one another, and that's important.
Yeah. We have been very lucky, and you know, there's a lot of really good families out there who haven't been as lucky, but we've been really lucky, and we are very grateful to God and to the life that we have. We both wake up in gratitude every day. I mentioned earlier this morning, when we get in bed at night, we both say, "Oh Lord, thank you for this bed. It is the most comfortable bed in the whole world."
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah, it's so comfortable. And you know, from a long day, we have long days, so I'm not complaining. We have long days by choice.
Yeah.
But when we get in that bed, it's a place of rest, and it's a place of comfort. And Yeah, our kids are great, and did we have something to do with that? Yes, but the kids made choices.
Yeah. You can get them through the door.
Every family has that.
Through.
And the parents do the best they can. There is no manual when they come out. You do the best you can, but at the end of the day, your kids make choices. And you know, I used to say to Dee Dee all the time that let's just do the best we can. Let's raise them in the ways of the Lord. And maybe they'll stray at some point, because kids do. They push boundaries. But the good book says if you raise them in the ways of the Lord, though they may stray, they'll come home.
Mm.
And I have always believed that. And I continue to cling to that. But we've been very, very lucky. And they've brought good people.
I like to use the word fortunate.
Yeah.
Luck, I don't believe in.
Yeah, well, you know. Fortunate. I mean, fortunate's good. But, you know, there has to be some element of, you know, there's a lot of really good parents out there, and I know them, and their kids have struggled and gotten into drugs or stuff like that. And the parents were no different than us. They were there. We saw them. We grew up with their kids. Their kids grew up with our kids. They were at all the things we were at. And, you know, sometimes things just happen. But what you have to do is, if you raise them in the ways of the Lord and they know the truth, they may go down a path that you hope and pray they don't go down, but they'll come back. And so we've been lucky so far. Our kids haven't done that, and I don't believe they're going to. They brought four really wonderful people into our lives. Bailey Richardson, I swear, I couldn't love that girl more. I mean, she's just, there's something so unique and special about Bailey Richardson. I don't even know how to describe it. When she came up here 2 weekends ago, we went to the airport. Their flight got delayed, and we met them at the airport around 1:00 Well, I think by the time they got off the plane, it was 1:30. And when I saw her coming down the escalator, I swear it's true. My heart jumped in my heart. I mean, my heart jumped in my body. I love that girl so much. My son Connor is such a fortunate man to have her, not only as his wife, but also as the mother of his children. She is as good a mother as anybody who walks face of the earth.
And that means everything.
And that girl is a grizzly bear mama.
Yeah.
She's not a black bear mama. This girl is a grizzly bear mama. She looks after those children. But she also teaches them. They're just, I mean, we're so lucky. He did a good job. I'll tell you, he found a good one.
You know, that's the big thing. You know, you can raise your children the way you want, but they're going to marry who they want, and hopefully they make good choices based upon what you taught them. I have a little news flash, though.
Hang on one second. My brother Jim corrected me. He's listening from Florida. There is a manual. It's called the Bible.
The Bible.
Good point, Jim. Hmm. Go ahead.
So I got a little news flash. My daughter-in-law is now pregnant with my 8th grandchild.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yes.
The Joneses are doing their part.
You are doing your point to repopulate Maine. Good for you.
It's pretty cool. So, you know, the funny thing was, and I picked out of all these kids, I picked what sex they were going to be when they were born.
You can usually tell based on how.
I think you can. I don't know.
I knew with Dee Dee and with all the, you know, with all the girls in our family, women look differently based on the sex of the child.
Well, I think they do.
I was, I don't know what it is. I was having a girl when I was pregnant with Connor. The ultrasound said it was a boy, and I was convinced it was a girl.
Well, yeah. And what?
Because of the way
Dee Dee knew. Dee Dee never told me because, you know, it's difficult. Connor was a twin.
Yeah.
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 So you may have been having a girl. We unfortunately lost Connor's twin. Yeah, we'll never know. But anyhow, let's don't go down that path. But yeah, and you know, I spoke so glowingly about Bailey. I don't want to leave the others out. My my son-in-law Brandon, oh my God, he lived with us for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And Lila was 12, and she fell in love with him when she was 12 years old. Now he was 17, and there was nothing there or any of that. But when she was 22, he's like, oh, wait a minute here. What in the world happened to you, girl?
And check this out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Because she,
I always call her miniature Marilyn Monroe.
I know she's my daughter. I know that, but she is stunningly beautiful.
She did live up to JJ's nickname.
Yeah, JJ used to call her Miss Short America because she's 5'1".
Oh, yeah, she's a miniature.
But that was his nickname. He never called her Leela. It was, hi, Miss Short America. How are you?
Her makeup, her hair is all
I'll never forget the day she came to the Trump rally in that red dress.
Oh, yes.
And it's like looking at a little miniature Marilyn Monroe.
Well, and I'm convinced to this day they thought she was Ivanka because the way they went up and got in there. I told Connor and Leela, who were both able to go, whatever you do, don't react. Just smile. Don't react. No matter what they say or do, don't react. They're not going to touch you. They are going to scream at you. And they got up in Leela's face. What's it like? Your daddy's a one percenter. And scream. I think they thought she was Ivanka.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the way they reacted. Keep in mind, that was in March of 2016. It was early on before.
I don't know how you remember these dates, but yeah, I was there.
Knew who, yeah, you were there. You were there. But, you know, Brandon, Leela said the other day on his birthday, he is her soulmate. And I got to tell you, it teared me up that my daughter loves her husband that much. And I know her husband loves him. And then Justin, my God, we watched Justin grow up with Lizzie. Lizzie was 14. Justin was 15.
Yep.
I mean, they've been together now.
They're 16 months apart.
Yeah. So she's what is she now? She was born 26. In 98. So she's 26, going to be 27. So, I mean, they've been together almost half of their lives. We watched Justin grow up. He had dinner in our house almost every night.
And yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, that young man, he's something else. And boy, over the years, he and I have laughed together. Oh, we there's some comedy bits that he and I do together. And they're probably not appropriate. They're not swear words, but they're probably not appropriate.
Not appropriate, but, yeah.
But
not.
The one comedy bit we do is appropriate. It's from Beverly Hills Cop when Eddie Murphy's in the bar.
Yeah.
And the guy's got the gun. And he's like, Phil! Bro, what's happening? And Eddie Murphy's acting like he's all drunk and everything. So we do that routine, and it's actually quite funny. And all the kids laugh. And our newest daughter-in-law, Allie, that girl, she's opening up Tripp's eyes to everything. They're going to Italy in May.
Italia.
They're buying a house.
Yeah.
They went to Germany 2 years ago. They went to Switzerland last year. They go up to Quebec all the time. She loves to travel.
That's
and
good.
Yeah. She is. He's not.
Get it out of your system
she's
now because once you have the kids, it changes.
He's not big on flying.
Yeah.
He is not big on it, but he understands in order to get where you got to go, you got to fly.
Right.
And so she has walked him through it every step of the way and held his hand. We're just so lucky that children brought into our lives.
Partners.
Yeah, they did.
I thank my lucky stars when it comes to that because it's just it could be miserable. I've seen families where they have someone injected into the mix who just doesn't fit, and then they end up having a mess on their hands for their entire life that they got to deal with. So I think it's great that we all of our kids were smart enough to pick the right people and to bring so many little creatures into our life that. We get to
creatures
enjoy
is a good word.
Yeah,
they're just, little creatures.
It is.
I call them ferrets.
It's so crazy.
They go around my house and tear my house apart, right?
It is so crazy. And
it's amazing.
Dee Dee and I, we have four children, but we feel like we have nine because of Mike, one of the other kids that live with us, and we feel like we have nine. We love these kids, all of them. They're not kids now. They're all adults, but we love them all. Gunny Mike Hall is joining us. Good morning, Gunny.
They'll always be kids.
Always.
You know what I mean? No matter how old they get, they'll always be kids.
That is so true.
And we know Dee Dee's a survivor. anybody that can hit a steamroller and survive that.
Yeah, she fell asleep at the wheel taking her brother back to school, and right there we were where they were building the bypass in Tampa. In fact, they still teach about Dee Dee in the hospital. We didn't know that, but we met some people. Were we in Key West when we met them? I don't remember where we were. We met some people.
Yeah.
And the accident came up, and they're like, oh, my God, they teach about you in the hospital because she was so broken.
Do they teach about the patience she has, too?
Well, they might not have known that, but they if they witnessed the marriage, they would know that.
Yeah, it's obvious she's got the patience of a saint, you know. Thank God. Well, keep your eye on DOD. They're going to be making some defense cuts. So this is the next step here for Musk and them.
Yeah, we're going to start doing a thing with Pete McVetti on a weekly basis. Yeah. He worked at the Pentagon. And talking, he said to me, you know, it's been a few years since I was there. And I said, Pete, they failed 7 straight audits. And they claim the reason they failed the audits is they haven't updated their procedures since the 70s. So I think Pete can speak about that. And we're going to start doing a weekly thing with Pete on that as they
great.
Go through DOD.
That'd be great. If you have someone that's been on the inside and knows what goes on and inside
also,
those walls.
Somebody who was a fighter pilot who understands, you know, what's needed when you go into combat.
And yeah, I was talking with Claude Barrabee for a while last night. He's going to give me an update on different stuff going on with the Navy. They're going to be making some cuts to some of their frigates and their littoral combat ships. As far as the Air Force goes, it's the F-35 program there. They've had problems with it for years. Some parts of it they've gotten straightened out. You know, the Navy and Marine Corps use F-35Cs. That's because they're carrier adaptable. So, but what you want to watch for here is they're starting to shift their attention away from Operation Atlantic Resolve. That is your Ukraine and Europe operations that go on over there. And they seem to be switching to the Joint Strategic Oversight Plan for the Indo-Pacific. So I think they're going to start concentrating on China more than what they're going to do over in Europe. And if Europe keeps running their mouth the way they are, they're digging a hole with us. I mean,
I mean, Europe's begging for a seat at the table. Rubio was in Riyadh meeting with his Russian counterparts, and Europe's begging for a seat at the table. Where has Europe been for the last 3 years? The answer is they've been nowhere.
Yeah. Well, we've been down this road with them, I don't know, what, 3 times? How many times have we had to rebuild Europe? You know, and now they're starting to, it's the free speech thing. You know, just like the vice president talked about when he was over there.
Yeah, and I played a clip from 60 Minutes where they were interviewing German prosecutors. And what they said about the prosecution of people speaking out was appalling to me. It was disgusting. Margaret Brennan, or whatever her name is from Face the Nation, she needs to go back to school before they let her back on. I'm sure they're going to praise her and her courageousness for standing up. But she's a dummy when it comes to world history. She knows nothing.
Well, yeah. And, you know, this is usually when you, if you've ever seen the overtaking of a communist country, the first thing they start with is free speech. When you start to see free speech lost, you're headed down a bad road. Because when they take that away, you have no way to fight back. When they start jailing people, I'll tell you, they get to their, it's almost the thought police.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what Hitler did. I mean, that's why what she said was so crazy. That he weaponized free speech. There was no free speech. How she did not understand there was no free speech in Nazi Germany. I mean, it's just beyond the pale of reason that she has paid millions of dollars to sit there on Sunday and lie to the American people.
Yep. And so keep your eye out. This is what's going on. And we'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
You know, we got Claude. He's a good man. You know him. and
yeah, we've been friends for over two decades now. He's a good guy.
He keeps me updated on the Navy and the Marine Corps, and we just keep our eye on the Air Force and Army. The Army's going to be getting rid of their outdated drone systems, and basically their biggest problem is their motor pool, their inventory, trucks, Humvees. But of course, we left 85 million of it over in Afghanistan, so they won't have to get rid of that.
Yeah, it's all pretty crazy when you think about how we have just throughout our history scattered military resources and just left them for the bad guys to pick up. And even if they're in tattered condition,
bizarre is what it is.
Well, even if the
technology,
the military resources in tattered condition, the enemy, particularly the Chinese, who walked in after us with a handshake, they can go and grab that technology and learn from it.
That's right.
So
exactly right.
One thing when they're trying to steal it, it's another thing when you're handing it.
Absolutely. You're completely right. Gunny, we have got to run. It's always great to have you on. It is 7:30.
Hi, Vern. I'm Kara.
Hi, Kara.
I understand you saw Dr. Champy recently.
I did. I had a PRP treatment done.
On your?
Left knee.
Oh, fabulous. And how's your pain now?
I can actually walk up and down the stairs like a normal human being once again.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really like the idea that PRP uses the body's natural resources to promote healing and reduce inflammation.
Yeah, you know, I like the fact that I had to use my own natural resources, my own self, to heal myself.
Exactly. The body can do what we want it to. We just have to show it how sometimes.
Exactly.
Fabulous. How long did it take?
Oh, I don't know, half an hour.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic. Was it painful?
Not at all.
Oh, great. So glad you got great results.
For joint pain relief that won't cost you an arm and a leg, go to ChampyFamilyPractice.com. That's C-I-A-M-P-I FamilyPractice.com or call them at 774-1222. That's 774-1222.
Judge Chutkan says the attorneys general, citing media reports, did not give the court the facts it needed to issue a temporary restraining order. She added, no imminent harm.